Listen. You're about to hear the start of a morning radio newscast, but something is different in the way the radio station is identifying itself compared with the way it has been branding itself.
This is CFMJ Global News Radio 640 Toronto, a Corus Entertainment company. You're listening to Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is Global News at 8 o'clock.
The difference here may be subtle. The difference that stands out is likely the change to Global News Radio 640 Toronto from Global News Radio AM 640 Toronto. That was a pretty wordy brand name, true. But the real difference that matters, even if it is obscured by a muddle of new handles the radio station is giving itself, is in the station identification used by show hosts. Their content is the reason the brand name has to change. It's problematic to brand an opinionated talk station as news radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 6, Episode 9. The dilemma faced by talk-oriented radio stations connects us directly with two other issues I explore in this series, trust in radio and the future of news. Trust I'll explore more fully very soon in my upcoming episode for the annual observance of World Radio Day, February 13th. This year's theme, set by the United Nations agency UNESCO, is Radio and Trust. In an Ipsos poll for the Radio Television Digital News Association of Canada in May of 2021, only 7% of the participants say they trust news radio all of the time. 41% trust it most of the time. Compare that with talk radio. Only 4% trust it all the time and just 29% most of the time. This may be good news for an all-news radio station like City News 680 in Toronto. Earlier this season, in Episode 2, I covered their rebranding, changing to the corporate City branding rather than 680 News. But the majority of listeners to talk radio, opinion radio, trust talk radio less than half the time. That must be a problem for a station like Global News Radio AM 640 Toronto, whose brand says news, but whose content, other than actual newscasts, is talk.
I want you to hear this clip from the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. I think there's a glib nature to this. I think this should be taken seriously.
This is obviously a radio talk show host expressing their opinion. And there's the dilemma. How can you have news in your radio station name when most of what comes over the air to your listener is talk? The Ipsos poll suggests listeners make a distinction between news radio, which they are more likely to trust, and talk radio, which they are less likely to trust. But do they really? In my first year radio news classes in fall of 2021, about 20% of the radio news students who were asked to identify a radio newscaster incorrectly identified a talk show host. So what is the radio station's product? Is it news or is it talk about the news? I have explored this previously in Season 3, Episode 1. The company that owns the station on 640 on the AM dial in Toronto wants to maintain an image of delivering credible news. We hear that even now, after the rebranding, in the way they wrap up a newscast and then lead into a station ID with their new brand as the talk show resumes.
Right now, it is -7 degrees in downtown Toronto, with the wind feels like -16. This is Global News Toronto.
This is Toronto Today with Greg Brady.
Toronto's news, today's talk.
640 Toronto.
It is all that, our 8 o'clock hour. Thank you very much for all the response on the show this morning. This is your show, the People's Show. And we're going to take some phone calls from the people right now.
There's the new image the radio station wants the local listener in Toronto to identify with. 640 Toronto.
You can text the show 289-975-1640. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this convoy here in the GTA right now. And we're going to do that with our next couple guests. Stay with us. This is Toronto Today on 640 Toronto.
Understand the story.
Toronto's news. Today's talk.
640 Toronto.
I think there are too many brand names at play on this radio station right now. But I get the problem. how to maintain a credible presence of news, protect the corporate brand of Global News, but stop giving some listeners the impression that you are claiming your overall product is news. The future of news depends on users being able to recognize it as news, distinguish it from talk and opinion, and trust that what you purvey as news is accurate and meaningful. That mixed message the station is still conveying in its top-of-the-hour IDs before the newscast could be corrected with a little wordsmithing, I think. I would recommend now the latest from Global News on 640 Toronto. Radio and trust. If listeners don't trust radio's information, we're in very deep trouble. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.